Well, good morning. It's 6:43. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Yeah, Ace.
It's a great song. I don't know if you've ever listened to the entirety of that song. New Age Girl. That's
what it's called. I know. It's a great song. Yeah. Yeah. On here. Anyway. Should we do rock news or rock? Sorry, I was distracted. I was reading something. Should we do rock news or rock history? Let's do that.
Hell with it.
And we'll do it. Yeah.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR.
Yeah. That's not how you breathe. You always do that.
Films from Pink Floyd, as well as two members, David Gilmour and Nick Mason, are now available for purchase and rental across multiple digital platforms. Pink Floyd, The Endless River from 2014. The film serves as a tribute to the late band member Richard Wright, featuring music from the 1993 Division Bell sessions. Pink Floyd Pulse from 1994, which is a film during the Division Bell tour at Earl's Court, London. The film features restored and re-edited footage from the original tape masters. Also, Pink Floyd, Delicate Sound of Thunder from 1988. Remember That Night, David Gilmour live at the Royal Albert Hall from 2006. David Gilmour live at Gdansk. I can never say that. That's a weird word. 2006. There's some other David Gilmour concert films and some other ones from Nick Mason as well. I actually watched, I remember, The Endless River, which is really, really cool. And, of course, Pink Floyd has always been very theatrical. Like, there's so much more than just, of course, you got the music.
So much Pink Floyd stuff out there, too. You know, I want to watch the Pink Floyd Experience, which was like some 3D show.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Well, what's cool is like they made their music so you could like set it to, or maybe we found an excuse while being stoned to set it to things. But, you know.
You could set it to anything. Yeah, you could set it to a guy going number two. You know, it's amazing. What?
This is unbelievable.
Time's up.
Did you see this? This is
The Wizard of Oz, though, is what you're talking about.
And that's the one. You put on Dark Side of the Moon, and then you just wig out, man. You just wig out. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. This
wasn't there something else where you, like, played it backwards? You could play it backwards, and something was said, or... There's something like Satan or something. Like if you played it.
Well,
back.
There's been a lot. They've done that with like Alice Cooper and Kiss. If you play the record backwards, it tells you to, you know, sacrifice virgins under a full moon, you know, stuff like that, so... Yeah,
we're really stoned in the 70s, man.
This is awesome, dude. This is great. This is great. Anyway, but yeah, so there you go. If you're looking for some extra Pink Floyd stuff to watch, to you know, put on there, they got it. But
it's all good. I tell you that much.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Very good. Lastly, in your rock news, we've been talking about this. I've been talking about this just because it's one of the coolest things. Queen has posted episode 35 of their 50-part YouTube series, The Greatest, in celebration of their 50th anniversary. This week, the curtain is lifted on the band's over-the-top parties. Three in particular are featured. The one after their Wembley show in 1986 when the band took over London's famous Roof Gardens. The 1978 extravaganza on Halloween in New Orleans, celebrating the release of their jazz album. And Freddie Mercury's black and white theme celebration for his 39th birthday, which was held at Munich's Mr. Henderson's Club and filmed for posterity for his Living on My Own video. Each party would generate an array of myths and legends around what happened that night. And although the cameras were occasionally allowed to capture glimpses, only those that were there really know what happened when the filming stopped. Next week's episode takes a look at Freddie's hits. I think deep down I could handle one of these rock star parties, but there's also parties like there. You have no idea. Like you have no idea.
No idea.
Because
what it entails.
I do want to. I'm gonna pull the curtain back. All right. I'm gonna show the wizard in just a little bit. Yes, I will admit there's been some parties I've been to that have been pretty ridiculous. Okay, we've done some after show parties with bands, you know, and it's gotten a little crazy. However, folks, most of the time. It, you know, in the green room, you know, backstage, it's boring. All right. If you're lucky, there's a few free things of beer, maybe a keg, but that's it. Everyone thinks it's
don't
like.
Don't ruin it. Come on. Don't tell anybody. Stop them right there. Don't.
It's like the 80s, and there's whippets, and there's lines of cocaine, and just, you know, sex
difference.
Everywhere.
All right, this is what Brock's trying to pull the curtain away. He's not pulling it away from the bands from, like, the 80s, 70s and 80s, though, 90s maybe, early 90s. It was definitely like that back in the 80s.
I think
now they're like sometimes jogging and running before concerts. They're eating celery.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah,
you know, it's not like it used to be, but dude, back in the day, I'm pretty sure it was like that.
I think more so than not, but I people do need to realize that it's not quite as crazy. And also, it was certain bands. You know, there were certain bands that just want to. I mean, Motley Crue. Good God, you'd die if you tried to drink with Motley Crue back in the 80s. That's it.
I'm good
on
that green room.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just gonna hang out, guys. I'm just gonna hang out, but. All right. Well, anyway, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, November 17th, 1980, John Lennon's album.
There you go.
Double Fantasy. I just got back from the green room. John Lennon's album Double Fantasy was released. Obviously, a great album. John Lennon, the legend himself, released it there. I don't know if Yoko had a big part of this one, but she probably did. Boy. Yoko was in everything.
Oh, boy.
Hey, pipe down, Yoko. All right, Yoko. All right, Yoko.
Why was that even? Come on, guys.
Yoko.
Get her off the stage.
Broke up the Beatles. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Wednesday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.